Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yeah, I saw what you were trying to do.
I'll do it myself.
I'll do it myself. It'll suck. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
I did not pull up the weather, and I apologize, but I got it right here now.
Not bad today.
No, 59 degrees right now. Going to get into the mid-70s. Looks like cloudy, partly sunny all day. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, it sucks long and hard.
Mm.
85 high, thunderstorms potentially some point in the day. Sunday, 91 high. Monday, 94 high. Tuesday, 93 high. World sucks. Everything sucks. I hate it. God. All right, but there are some really super cool things happening starting this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Jazz Fest, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Which you said you can't go to anymore because you're hearing.
Well, what happens when I go down there and I listen to the music?
It's all like, wait, no. Oh, I'm sorry. They were doing Kimmy.
Well, I think it makes your ears really hurt.
I wasn't sure which insulting way we were going.
I think one.
That your music sucks or your ears hurt. So, yeah, Jazz Fest kicks off this weekend.
Yeah, I think tonight.
Yep, they were setting up the stage all over the place. By the way, did you see they're doing their first Easton Alexander stage in like 20 years?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But well, they couldn't do it before because people were complaining about the noise, right?
Was that what it was?
Is that why? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. But not only do you have all the free shows, which, by the way, if you've never been down to Jazz Fest, because I know we have a lot of newer people that have moved to the community.
Yeah, yeah.
The free shows are great.
Yeah.
You also have the paid shows.
Mm-hmm.
The big headliner this year, Smokey Robinson. Eey.
Yeah. I've been seeing him in the news a bunch.
But.
Yeah.
There is another artist that I am super excited
about. I've never heard of this. Now I'm finding out it's an individual.
Yes, it's a person. I can't believe you've never heard of this because it's right up your alley. Thundercat is coming.
Smooth R&B.
Oh, yeah. My God. Come on. Let it breathe, baby. Let it breathe.
Shut up.
To the night. This has got both Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, it does.
No,
he's
on this track.
Oh, it almost sounds like Kenny Loggins.
Here it is.
All right.
Shut up. Stop ruining Thundercat. Let me just get to the hook, and then we can stop this. Nope, it's going to go longer. You can pull it down. Okay, so Thundercat, I love
Thundercat. It's good.
It's great. Yeah. I love Thundercat.
Never heard of the guy.
He's awesome. I have been a big Thundercat fan for years and years and years. So, and here's the thing. Thundercat, not the most popular musician in the world.
No.
Right? And so when I saw Thundercat was coming, I almost pooped my pants.
This is a ticketed show.
Yeah, ticketed show. It is Thursday night, a week from yesterday. And so as soon as I saw Thundercat was coming, I'm going to see Thundercat.
Yeah.
I'm going with my wife. And it's like, you know, it's R&B, funk, jazz, so like even it's like a date night, like cool, okay, like this is going to work, right? So I tell my wife, we need to get Thundercat tickets, and she goes, okay. So I thought that meant she understood I was getting Thundercat tickets. She took that as she was getting Thundercat tickets.
Oh, mixed message.
Uh-oh.
And we made the standard.
One too many tickets.
Well, actually, two too many tickets. We made the standard excited for a show mistake where we both got tickets.
Oh.
So now we have an extra pair of Thundercat tickets. And it creates the concert extra problem.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if this is a common occurrence with other couples, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because, Tommy, concerts are hard to get into now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Is it Hozier that's coming to CMAC this summer?
Believe so.
And that sold out immediately.
Yeah.
And they're one of these artists that don't do the secondary market ticket.
Yeah, so I found with a couple of artists that have come to town recently, if you're looking to get tickets on the secondary market, like you have to know somebody personally who's selling them, because somehow they've managed to like ban the secondary ticket sales. And I mean, it's a good thing, but also kind of inconvenient if you really want to go to the show.
So it's become more and more common that people end up with like these extra concert tickets, just making sure they get into the show.
Okay.
So my wife tells, we find out we have these extra tickets to Thundercat, and we need to find a couple that wants to go to Thundercat.
That digs that kind of music.
Okay, so they have to dig that kind of music.
Which not a lot of people do.
Okay, a lot of people love Thundercat. Let's not be smart.
Most people are not into smooth R&B
No,
anymore.
it's really good.
I love it.
No, shut up.
But you're going to be with a bunch of me's.
Okay, no, because Thundercat got famous as the basis for Suicidal Tendencies, the thrash band. So he covers lots. He also won a Grammy on Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly album.
But you didn't tell me
not
that.
I'm just saying, like, he's in every genre. He's the most talented. Rolling Stone in 2020 named him one of the greatest bassists in history. He's a bassist. Guy plays bass.
I understand.
I'm just saying, wide appeal for Thundercat.
Okay.
Don't ever talk about Thundercat like that again. So what I'm getting at is my wife and I were sitting at the island of our kitchen last night, and we had the extra pair of tickets, and we started making a power ranking list of couples that we believed would enjoy.
Like cross them out as they say no.
Well, no. Well, so that's just it. We have not started the list. We have not started going down the list yet, but we have a 5-couple name power ranking of people we think would enjoy Thundercat that we could also tolerate spending the evening with.
All right.
So to start kicking off the power ranking list, Kimmy, would you like to go see Thundercat on Thursday?
This might be a tough sell for my husband.
You don't think he would like Thundercat?
You know what I find? He only wants to go to concerts that he knows the music.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's familiar with Thundercat.
Is he not? But Thundercat's great, though. I don't know if you heard
There are concerts I've wanted to go to, and he's like, hey, why don't you go with somebody else? Because he doesn't know who it is. He doesn't know the music.
Do you know Thundercat?
I did not before this, no.
Do you didn't like Thundercat? You didn't like what we just played?
No, it's not that I didn't like it. I'm not familiar.
Okay.
So not familiar with his game.
All right, so here's what you do.
Yeah.
I got a plan for Kimmy.
What's that?
All right, this weekend, when you're hanging out around the house, you got the Bluetooth speaker, right?
Yes.
You just casually pop on some Thunder.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Background music?
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, plan it.
Subconsciously
plan
in his head.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what's this? Go, oh, it's Thundercat. Isn't he great? Yeah, he's awesome. This is awesome. And keep listening. And then, like, after like half an hour, you're like, you're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
Pat's got an extra pair of tickets.
Oh, my God.
Thundercat.
Bada bing. You're in, baby.
So you don't want to go to Thundercat?
I don't. Let me feel this out first.
Okay. That's a solid no.
I mean, like, I'm in on going.
Do you have a friend that would want to go with you to Thundercat?
That would be kind of weird.
I thought you had a group of people. So I thought you had like a list of 5 couples.
Yeah. I mean, if there's somebody else that you know that wants to go.
Now here's what sucks. Because as we were doing the power ranking list, everyone under you and your husband, the rest of the 4, are friends of my wife. I don't want to do that.
But you got buddies. I know buddies that we know that would love this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What? No, I'm just saying.
Man. Are you out on those guys?
No, it's not that I'm out on them.
I know 2 dudes with wives.
With wives?
That we go to that show with you.
Okay, no, but here's the problem. They're buddies I haven't seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, but they're the same douchebags they always were.
No, I understand, but you got to do the whole catch-up because now everyone's got kids and they're moving and buying houses and everything. So, like, I want to go enjoy Thundercat. I don't want to spend the whole show catching up with like what's going on in your life. I want to sit back.
Well,
and
you
enjoy.
Do that after the show or before the show.
Next to each other, or you guys managed to both get tickets?
Yes, somehow that works
so
out.
You're in one row.
Yes, they're all 4. It's just we must have bought them at the exact same time.
All right, so it's Kimmy on your side. Your wife has a list.
Yeah, so Kimmy, I got Kimmy to the number 1 power ranking.
She's out.
Spot. So Kimmy sounds like she doesn't want to go. So now I'm going to get stuck with. Please come to Thundercat.
What
I don't want to.
Tommy.
Tommy won't go to live music.
I can't do live music
at all. Like even
it kills my ears.
And here's the thing too. Even though he likes it,
yeah,
he's gonna be a dick the whole time because he's not familiar with it.
Yeah, but that's the kind of music you don't really need to be familiar with.
It gets weird. Some of it gets weird.
That I don't want to
see. That's what I'm saying. The guy, he spans genres.
Yeah, to weird.
You know what? My husband might like it if it gets weird. I'm not going to lie.
It gets weird.
Okay. I've been to some weird concerts. Because, like, I'm somebody, I'm just along for the ride. I don't have to know the music. Like, I'm willing to try something new. He's the music snob, so
all
we'll
right.
see.
All right, thank you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Thundercat, musician. He is one of the headlining shows at Jazz Fest Thursday night. I love Thundercat. Can we do Thundercat one more time just because yes. I really enjoy listening to Thundercat? He's a very unique artist.
All right.
Michael McDonald's on this track, too.
Show you the way.
All right. Don't have to worry about me.
Oh, here comes the way. Yeah.
And if you do that, nobody's going with
Everybody's
you.
Doing the shoulder thing. That's like what you do with Thundercat. That's Michael McDonald. That is Michael McDonald. Oh, you can pull it down. I'm sorry.
What?
The other thing about the power ranking of lists, like you have to ensure that your relationship with the person you are taking to the concert is so solid that you can sit in silence and it's not uncomfortable.
But the farther you go down that list, that starts to fall apart.
That's the problem, right?
So if you're out on the top of your list, you're done.
Why would you have to sit in silence, though? You got the concert.
I understand, but like I don't. Okay, there are some people you go to a concert with, and these people drive me nuts, all right? Where even when the show is happening, they want to like lean over and comment on things that are going on. Yeah. Yes. Like, ooh, that guy up there. Oh, you might have oh, I love this song. Yeah, I know. That's why we're here. Man, can I just.
Point not the obvious.
Thank you. I just want to enjoy the music. And like, there are certain shows where that's okay. Right? Like, you go to like, you know, some loud ass party kind of show, like any hair metal group.
Well, you're outside too.
I would. Helps. Yeah. I would also imagine that like country music these days.
These days.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I know.
Like it's a new country.
Well, it's a party. I mean,
well, you're drunk. You're partying. Yeah, you're drinking out of a beer bong that looks like a guitar.
See, I always figured like the talking in between kind of has to do less with the type of show you're at and more about where you're sitting in the show. Like lawn encourages side conversations.
Okay.
Like the closer you are, the less you're talking.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, you have more invested.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you're on the lawn. You're almost not there.
Yeah.
it's almost like you're eavesdropping on a show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are they doing over there?
Well, no, because I'm going to see James Taylor next Sunday. Yeah. It's like a concert run for me and my wife. And we got lawn seats.
Ooh. I hate the lawn.
Why?
I don't want to sit on with a damp ass listening to James Taylor.
That's a perfect way to
listen. Depending
on
where you are on the lawn, you may not see very well. So
you
I think some people like kind of get distracted with side comments.
Are you going to Darien or are you going to
CMAC? It's at CMAC.
Well, at least that's a better lawn because it's up on a hill.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I mean,
you got a nice slope there.
I love the lawn at CMAC. Just personally, that's me. And here's the thing, man. I wasn't going to spend $500 to go see James Taylor.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, but no, like I will sit on the lawn and I expect silence because I'm here to enjoy James Taylor.
But James Taylor's going to be a lot of old folk.
Which, yeah.
And they're going to be meandering around and talking.
You're right. I didn't think about that.
Guys trying to find her wife.
Carol! Carol! Come on, Susie. Take your...
Carol!
And like, here's the thing. I know my wife is going to be into Thundercat. She is into Thundercat.
She likes R&B, right?
Why would you assume that?
Because she likes jazz.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
I told you she doesn't know.
She likes jazz. We talk. Yeah, every time we get together, we talk about jazz.
I've told you this before. She only talks about jazz with you to sound cool. I've never heard her play jazz before in my life. But she's not as in on James Taylor. She's just going to show
with kidding,
me.
Man.
What is it? What does that mean?
Because it's like boring-ass music.
It's not boring-ass music. The man's a national treasure. He's choking on stage. Somebody save James Taylor. No, the guy, you don't exist and have as many hits as he had. No, dude,
he's good at what he does.
Shut.
I like James Taylor in doses. I don't think I could sit through a whole evening of like, what do they call it, like Americana music?
Yeah, it's Americana, yeah. You can sing every song. Every song's
a hit. Yes, you can, but I don't want to.
You're a dick, man.
Hurry up. Carol, I found Bob and Alice over here. Bring the blanket.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's go. Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you, brother?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Duffy, a little tip for you. If you're going, if you're lawn seat for James Taylor,
yes.
Last time I saw him there, they oversold the hell out of the lawn, and it was wall to wall. So if you want to get, you know, would they not be packed in, you get there early so you can get more up front in the lawn, get a little space.
Okay, now, Tom, I
get your space early is what he's saying.
Tom, I appreciate the heads up, and that's good advice. That's good advice. But here's the thing. I don't think I'm at the age in my life where I can even bring myself to go early.
Yeah, but
early.
You are the age that will complain about it. We're at
yes,
the in-between
you room. You'll be in there, and you'll want to go get a beer or go to the bathroom, and you'll be complaining the whole damn time you're trying to weed through people.
Yeah, but bro, I have this image of myself walking 2 hours before the show in for James Taylor City.
You got your blanket and your lawn seats.
Right, like, it's
I got to buy privilege parking.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm not as privileged as you, Tom, but thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
All right, man. Enjoy.
There goes Tom. See, Tom likes James Taylor. You make fun of him.
Yeah, I don't want to sit next to Tom.
He has good advice.
Sounds like he's
Mr.
Good
early
seat.
Guy. I'm sorry.
Do you guys go for the opening acts?
Yeah. I mean, usually I want to see the whole show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to.
Your husband makes you go for the opening acts?
If it's somebody he wants to see, we'll be there early.
Because, like, if it's, like, granted, you're right. If there's an opening act, like, you're a fan of. But, like, I am fine with going halfway, like, showing up halfway through the opener.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, obviously, when they're between songs. I don't want to be walking while they're playing. But my wife has this idea of, like, the show is the show.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if she's ever heard of the opener or whatever. She wants to be there. And for every opener. Like, if the show starts at 7 and the headliner doesn't hit till 9:30, she wants to get there at 6:45.
Yeah, man, that's the way you've always seen a show. But, you know, you may see somebody that turns into somebody.
At the James Taylor show.
You never know who the opening act could blow up.
You think
True.
That James
Who's
Taylor...
Who's the opening act?
I actually have no idea.
Does he have one? Sometimes they don't.
Well, so when Billy Joel came to Syracuse, that was the last concert I think my wife and I went to together.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. I thought he was just playing by himself. And he had an opener.
Oh, really?
Do you remember who Gavin DeGraw is?
Yes. Yeah. How do I know him?
I don't want to be in it.
Is he like one of those that was on one of those like singing shows?
No.
He got discovered?
He had like two hits in like the
I know that name.
Early 2000s. Okay. He was everywhere
for a
while.
Some of his songs were like in, they were the opening to television shows, wasn't it?
Like one ER, Dawson's Creek, like all back in that
the
day.
Best, the best one is when you go early, comic.
Ugh.
Seen that a couple of times.
When I went to Paul McCartney, he had a DJ that was like the opening act.
Like a club DJ.
Yeah.
That's an odd mix.
It was very strange.
It's probably like his nephew.
He probably is. I think of that. Or is one of his grandnephews.
But I'm saying, like, we went to Billy Joel. We got there right at 8 o'clock when they're thinking that he was going to be playing for 3 hours. And he did play for 3 hours. But I had to sit through a 45-minute Gavin DeGraw set in the dome with no air conditioning. See, now I sound like an old man. I got there early. There's no air conditioning. I can't find Gale.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Biopics are like half of all streaming services right now.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're on Netflix and Hulu, right? Let me tell you the story of a scientist from the 1940s. And look, those movies, those books, whatever the biography is, they're very important.
Sure.
It gives you an opportunity after someone's life and work is over to understand why maybe they did the things they did.
How they got there.
And to introduce you to people maybe that changed the world that you didn't know about.
Yeah.
It gets a little more complicated when that biography is about a person who is not only still alive, but still, like, doing stuff. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This week, the first trailer for Springsteen's biopic has hit the internet. The movie is called Deliver Me From Nowhere. Mm. It chronicles the making of the album Nebraska in 1982, and it stars actor Jeremy Allen White, the guy from The Bear.
And he's playing Springsteen?
He is playing Springsteen.
Okay.
Fun fact. Springsteen heard the tracks. Now, this kid recorded as Springsteen the entire movie.
Oh, he did the music?
He did the music. Oh. Springsteen said he could not tell the difference between this kid and himself.
Damn, that's he's got a tough voice, I feel like, to replicate.
Everybody could do Springsteen. These are going to be included in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Also, fun Rochester fact.
Yeah.
Judah Seeley, who is a saxophonist from Rochester.
Oh.
He's out of here. He is playing Clarence Clemons in the movie.
Oh, the big man.
Yep.
Wow.
He joined the band. So here's the thing. Despite the fact that the first trailer hit, and it looks really good, the movie doesn't come out until October. And I'm sure this movie is going to be a massive hit.
Yeah.
But there is something strange about this. And really, with most of the biopics movies we've seen the last couple of years, they're making biopics about people that are not only still alive, but still doing stuff.
Yeah, like the story's not over yet.
Yes.
Right.
Like they just did A Complete Unknown, which was the Bob Dylan biopic, right?
And Dylan still tours.
He is coming to our area. He's going to be at SPAC in August.
Mm. Well, what they always do, too, is they'll show like current footage of them at like the end of the movie to be like, oh, this is what they're doing now. But I wonder if this is more just about a short period of time in his life, so it's not about like his life as a whole as so much.
And so is Dylan's, but
oh, it is. I see. I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen it either. I'm just going based on what I read.
Yeah, I think Dylan's like how he started
exactly. Okay. But even with that, Kimmy, I mean, like they do these movies to show you where they
ended up.
Yeah, like this is why they are the way they are, right? But like, I mean, I hope it isn't the case for Dylan or Springsteen, but like you know, celebrities' lives can take like a massive turn where all of a sudden like the context of that movie is completely inappropriate.
Yeah, it could happen.
Like that's the problem with these movies is you don't know the end of the story.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw Cosby the musical.
Thank you.
Ruined it.
You could.
Yeah, but even after they pass sometimes we find out some not so great things.
Yeah.
So I guess is there a right time to do it?
It's a valid question. It's a good question. I would argue that after somebody has died, you have all of the information that you think you can get at your fingertips to make a movie. And if something comes out afterwards, okay, that wasn't your fault.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a biopic of a man that's still alive, let's use Cosby as an example.
Yeah.
You could have made a Cosby biopic in 2015 that would have been phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
And then everything would have happened,
mm-hmm.
and oh, my God.
Yeah.
And, like, he's not the only one. Like, you look at everything going on with Diddy right now.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's life is wildly interesting.
That's a turn, huh?
Right? Mm-hmm. R. Kelly, Phil Spector, Kevin Spacey. Like, I could go on. All of these people that could have been subject, that lived remarkable lives, that have these heinous things pop up.
Yes, and huge bladders.
The most ridiculous one?
Yeah.
Do you remember when they made that movie about George W. Bush when he was still in his second term?
Yes.
Like, the second term hadn't even finished yet, and they made a biopic about George W. Bush and his time in office.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still the president of the United
States. Yeah, that was very odd.
It's like, oh, you contact people, right? No? I mean, do you see these things? Does it bother
you? I mean, they made one about James Comey when Trump was still in office. Yeah, I guess they do. I just watched one on Zeppelin. And I mean, they're still alive. Yeah. And they don't tour, but they kind of tour individually a little bit. I just watched like how they started. That just ran on Netflix.
I would be worried about Zeppelin just based on all the rumors circulating.
It just doesn't focus on any of that. It just shows them basically how they started becoming, but they don't get into like the Hammer of the God stuff.
I got you, but that's what I mean though. Like, it only takes one like proof of something that could pop up, which we've seen happen, where it's like, oh, this has aged terribly.
So nobody said one on the Stones,
a biopic.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right. Where
they acted it out.
Yeah, but
I mean, I know there's documentaries like crazy.
You know, you can't do the Stones. Right. There's no human being alive that can pull off Mick Jagger.
That would be tough.
Oh, you know, there's somebody out there.
What, a broom? With a tape recorder on it?
I'm telling you, there's Mick out there.
Name one.
No, I mean kid. There's probably some kid who looks like a young Mick.
Bro, they don't have... There's a reason you've never seen Stones cover bands. Have you ever heard of a Stones cover band? A tribute act?
Well, the Chesterfield Kings would be close to it, but you're right. They're not directly Stone cover band. You're right.
They're not Stone Cold Stones.
Yeah.
Do you think the movies and shows are more or less accurate if that person that's still alive is involved?
Way less accurate.
Oh, because they're going to soft soap it, man. They're going to take the rough edges off.
But you also hear stories like when they don't involve them at all, and then people are like, that's not at all what happened.
But like, it happens both ways, right? Because like, okay, we'll use...
I'd rather have it where they're not involved.
I'm with you 100%.
But that's only because it's juicier.
Yeah, because I already know the base story. That's common knowledge.
But I guess like the juicy stuff could also be... You know, exaggerated and
give me
exaggerated based on rumors.
Juice. That's what I want.
Exaggerated juice.
Don't you?
Because like, so
running
for
down
instance,
my leg.
We found our Mick.
Like, for instance, Tommy and I love the show The Crown, but it's all like the juiciest gossip about the royal family. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how much of what we watched is actually true or accurate or portrayed in the right way.
The royal family's all effed up. I just assume all of the over-the-top stuff is true.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
but
fair?
But it's about like other people outside. I don't know. Like there was, I'm like, I'm going to take this with a grain of salt.
Here's why you want them not involved.
Mm-hmm.
252 WCMF. We're talking about Deliver Me From Nowhere. It's the Springsteen biopic. It comes out in October, but the first trailer hit the internet this week, and it looks awesome. But what's weird is, much like A Complete Unknown, the Dylan movie, not only is Springsteen still alive, he's still working.
Yeah.
So you have this biopic about a guy whose bio could change.
Is he involved in it?
I don't know if he was involved in the movie.
Yeah.
He has seen the movie, apparently, and really enjoyed it.
That kind of bothers me.
But then again, like, what are you,
you
gonna,
know what I mean?
What are you going to find about Springsteen?
I don't know, because then it's kind of like, if you're a Springsteen fan, you probably already know the story.
Sure.
Yeah.
So like there's a documentary on Pee Wee Herman, and it's on HBO, and I really wanted to watch it. Right. I turn it on. He made the documentary.
It. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm out, because there's a lot of stuff about Pee Wee out there, but not gonna watch this one because it's just gonna be like, you know, I don't need that.
Okay. So to his point, that was your Pee Wee. You should do a Stones cover band.
Yeah.
As Pee Wee, Mick Pee Wee.
Oh, man.
What do you think? What do you think?
I can't get any satisfaction. Is that your real voice, ma'am?
Kimmy, the reason you don't want the artist involved.
Yeah.
So the Queen movie came out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And you know I'm a diehard Queen fan.
Yes, we do.
And you know I was angry about this because it wasn't the true story, because the band produced it.
The band was involved,
yes. So much so, the story changed so much that they had the guy who played Borat, Sacha Baron Cohen, he was going to play Freddie Mercury. He bailed on the project because they whitewashed so much stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's a boring story.
I want no part of that.
Yeah, it's dull.
Exactly. Like, if you want to write a fake story about a rock band, I'll go see that thing with Mark Wahlberg. Remember that movie, Rockstar?
Oh, God, yes. I never saw it, but yes.
My dad loved that movie.
Of course he did.
Well, because like, they pick a guy off the street. It was like the Journey story.
It was kind of like what your dad thinks could happen to him.
Exactly. Like, all it would take is, you know, REO Speedwagon to hear him sing it at the gas station. And all of a sudden, he's touring the world, baby! You can still do it, Dad. The other weird thing about these movies is, you know, you brought up people being involved. How weird it would be to watch someone else be you.
Oh, sure.
In one of the most formidable times in your life. Because, like, with Dylan's movie, it's him coming in to the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Springsteen's movie, it's like, it's 82. It's, you know, you're right.
He's developing one album.
And it's right on the cusp of superstardom. You're going to do things a little bit differently, and it's uncomfortable. With the Queen movie, you know, Brian May and all those guys are able to watch themselves age. I don't think I could watch a movie where someone was playing me.
And, like, replicating your mannerisms and stuff.
Are they thinking about making Doofus?
You're telling me, with all of the things you've done in your life,
yes,
and how stupid you are,
yes,
like, you'll listen back to audio of yourself and be ashamed.
Yes.
You could watch someone play you.
No. Yeah, I mean, it'd mean the actual truth of me?
Yeah.
No. God,
Wouldn't it bother you, too, if they picked somebody super ugly to play you? Like, just the look of that person alone could bother you.
Well, you want to get it right, though, don't you? I mean, no, but she's serious,
no,
right?
No, I cannot watch.
No, because sometimes, like, some of these guys are people that they have play the celebrity, like, they're like a...
They overdo it.
They overdo, like, features. Like, they'll give them, like, makeup that, like, makes their nose bigger or, like, their face... Like, they try to make it look like you, and in doing so, kind of make you look clownish.
So it always happens to two people, and even if it's not... I'm watching, like, a period piece being acted.
Mm-hmm.
Two people that they seldom get right in it, if you're watching, like, a period piece... is Nixon.
Okay.
Like, either they nail Nixon, or that does not look like Nixon. And the other one is Johnny Carson.
Oh.
Like, when they try to do Johnny, like, some people nail it, and some people just like, hey, let's just get a white guy in a suit.
Okay, but you're also kind of being a smug dick because you love Johnny Carson.
This guy's not terrible, but, you know, they're two very interesting characters.
No, I agree with you there, but you idolize Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that I get.
And I find Nixon very interesting.
Agreed, but, like, how do you find a man with two ass cheeks on the side of his face?
But they tend to either overdo it or underdo it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Like, nobody does a subdued Nixon.
But you can't do a subdued Nixon. Can't go to jail, Pat. They're going to do terrible things.
See, that's what happens.
See, but no, I nailed it.
It's like Nixon with Parkinson's.
252-WCMF. You know, we were asking, could you watch yourself be played by an actor? And you said no. We couldn't even come up with an actor to play Tommy, but Mary can. She's on CMF. Oh. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Good morning. Oh, I cast this a long time ago.
And
Steve Buscemi as Tommy Mulet.
Well, no, Steve Buscemi is far too handsome. We would need Steve Buscemi's, like, nephew who has lived in a basement locked away from people for the last 10 years and was also in a terrible fire.
Tommy could be him. He just needs a couple extra teeth in his mouth. Yeah, come on.
You can cover that, Mary, our teeth lady.
I know, I could. Halloween costumes next year. Okay, bye.
Bye, dear. Bye, Mary. There goes Mary. You ugly.
Well, I get it.
By the way, with these biopics for people that are still alive, the accusations don't even have to be, like, heinous later in life for it to become a problem. And I think the biggest example of this is the movie Rudy.
Mm. Wait, the kid?
Okay, so Rudy, the Notre
Dame
movie.
Yeah, yeah, he go bad?
It's an amazing movie, and I will always watch it on TV. But yes, Rudy is still alive.
Mm.
First of all, we found out later that he was the one that got this movie about his life made.
Okay.
Like, so that kind of changes the thing.
A little bit, yeah.
Turns out, also, a lot of the movie may have been fabricated and exaggerated.
Okay.
According to Joe Montana, who always brings that up in every interview he does.
Oh, really?
He was at Notre Dame with Rudy when this happened. But he was arrested and charged in the mid-2000s with securities fraud. As part of an alleged pump and dump scheme involving,
like, stocks and stuff.
No, it was a sports drink. Rudy's sports drink.
Oh
man!
So, like, he's like this underdog, really good guy, and, like, everybody loves him, and he has this great moment, and then, like,
he got busted.
Yeah, the Securities and Exchange Commission kind of takes away from the movie.
It does a little bit,
right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just let people die and then make movies about
it. Okay.
Fair?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
There are some people who just make bad decisions.
Yeah.
And not like a rare mistake. People who you're in awe of them constantly doing the wrong thing. Like in this story, for example, a man is accused of doing something no one should ever do.
Okay.
And then somehow deciding to make it worse at the end. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Tommy?
Yep.
This story happened just south of us. And it starts with a 26-year-old man behind the wheel of a car.
Okay.
Authorities pulled him over, which then led to a high-speed chase. Police say he was topping over 100 miles an hour.
Goddamn, boy.
Going through tiny towns south of us. And he was doing this, according to police, with a suspended license.
Yeah.
I guess not shocking.
By a split.
There you go. When they finally pulled him over, police say the 26-year-old then took off running, which is another bad decision.
I guess, but slowing down the rate of chase.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you're hitting 100 miles an hour. They needed the canine to track him down.
Wait, they put the hounds on him?
That's right. Release the hounds. But eventually, they got this man into custody. Maybe not surprising. Police say when they got a hold of him, they discovered he was driving while ability impaired.
All right,
so you got that going. So the chase is over.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs tracked him down after he took off running. He's accused of being on some sort of thing. It can't get any worse, right?
Yeah.
Wrong, bitch.
What else?
Police say the 26-year-old man, after being apprehended, told police he had a bomb.
He had a bomb?
He told the police.
This is last-ditch effort?
He made a bomb threat
okay.
after a high-speed chase.
Where is that bomb?
You don't want to know, son. He was lying.
Okay.
He was lying. But it's hard to think of a dumber thing to do.
You got to blurt out
Thank
at that
you.
Moment.
Okay.
Like, did he think this was going to buy him some time
yeah.
to escape, maybe?
He was already in custody.
Yeah. Oh, true.
It's not like they had him. He, yeah. For this to work,
yeah.
it's not like he's running. So the 26-year-old man alleged in this incident was charged with DWI, aggravated unlicensed operation, speeding, consuming alcohol while driving, obstruction, and the cherry on top. Felony making a terroristic threat on account of the whole bomb thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a court date coming up, and he would not have been facing a felony, it looks like, had he not at the end been like, you know what, I got a bomb, according to police. Does everyone have a friend or a family member who fits the mold of the man that we're describing here?
That makes consistent bad decisions?
Like,
or,
Tommy,
like, if you saw this, you might think it could be something they would do?
I was thinking more the route Tommy's going.
Okay.
Like, it, you are astonished by the amount of bad decisions
how
they
hard
make.
They work right. at making bad decisions.
That is a perfect way to put it.
And that was my sister.
Yes. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
And everything she did. Like, she just couldn't get it right, couldn't see around herself. You know what I mean? She couldn't. It was just constant obstacles that she made in front of her.
252 WCMF. Is this a common occurrence? Like, is there someone in your head, Kimmy, you know that you're thinking of right now?
I mean, I know somebody that has made bad decisions throughout their life, but I don't. It's not like they went out of their way to make the bad decision. It was like when they were confronted with some type of issue, that's when they would make the bad decision. But it's not like they, like, to your, the way you're describing it, where it's like they created problems for themselves.
Yeah, my sister, when she got divorced from her fifth husband.
She also lost her two front teeth.
Well, she probably did. She decided she was moving out of Florida. Okay. Hated Florida, done with Florida. She goes to start a new life. She moves up to the mountains of North Carolina as a single woman in her 50s. Okay?
Okay.
Builds a house, brand ass new.
Damn.
New car, all new right. life.
Good for her,
cashes
man.
Out, baby.
Awesome.
Right? And she gets a job as a dispatcher with the police department in this little town called Cashier.
Look at that!
She gets a night shift job as a dispatcher, mm-hmm. as a single woman living in the mountains. Can't find anybody. I'm lonely. She also found out there was bears up there, and it was right when we were having a gas shortage.
Okay.
So she bought five gallon jerry cans of gas to mm-hmm. keep in her garage. And she knew that there was bears getting into the garbage. So she bought a .38.
Okay.
So in the morning, she would come out of her garage with a loaded .38, walk past five gallon gas barrels, smoking a cigarette, to put the trash out. Like, this is what she did. Then she moves back to Florida. She lives there for a year, hates it, comes back, moves a street over from her old house. It gets hit by a hurricane.
Oh, my God.
Well, that one wasn't her fault.
I know,
It wasn't her fault.
That was an unfortunate
situation. It's just like, but you could have stayed in the mountains, man.
I know what you mean,
man.
With
bears?
Bears and gas.
Yeah.
I could see her. I could see my sister falling in love and dating a bear and it working for her.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this guy just south of us, 26 years old, ends up in a high-speed chase with police going over 100 miles an hour, according to authorities. When they finally pull him over, he takes off running. They need the canines to go get him. They finally track him down. They say that he is drunk after they track him down. While he's in custody, he says he has a bomb. He makes a bomb threat against the cops after all this stuff. And, like, you made the worst decision after making the worst decision.
The most pointless threat I've ever heard.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going to screw up at some point in their lives. It happens, right? God willing, police aren't involved, right? But when you screw up, there will be someone that loves you, who is maybe disappointed, surprised, hurt that you did something out of character, but they're willing to help.
Yeah.
When things start to get bleak, is when it's not out of character that you have put yourself in a bad situation again, right? What is your responsibility to the person that manages to find themselves in the worst situations every single time?
Like, what am I in on?
All right, let me start.
On the hook for?
Let's start.
To help you?
Yeah. Let's start with the most basic.
Mm.
Tommy, if this is a buddy that we just talked about here, right? Police chase, 100 miles an hour, DWI, bomb threat allegation. Would the allegations this man is facing be enough to never want to hang with him again, a buddy?
If I'm as another 26-year-old buddy,
sure,
I probably would still hang with him.
Okay, so that wouldn't bother you.
But that's a bad decision.
Kimmy, at 26, would this be enough for you to never want to hang out with this person again?
26, I might still think there's room to get your crap together,
okay,
to change. I probably at 26 am still giving that person a chance.
All right, if this story is a cousin or a nephew, is that enough to uninvite them to Thanksgiving, Christmases,
no,
things like that?
No, I think
that?
It's they still get the invite.
So they're still in?
I would think so.
Okay.
Because don't forget, at 26, I was also making horrible decisions.
Yeah.
And not even realizing it at the time.
Like, it's funny how you describe yourself. You were also this guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't run for the cops, but I'm saying, like, I was having, at 26, if that was my friend, I also was doing really stupid, horrible stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, I had just gotten divorced from my first wife.
After marrying her, even though you didn't want to marry her, you did because that's what you thought you had to do.
Yes.
Even though you didn't knock her up in any way.
No.
And was cheating on her, and you could have just kept living as a single guy, but you moved her into your condo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All that.
All these things.
Yes.
All these things. While you were also stealing from your job on a daily basis that was paying you the equivalent of like $70,000 to $80,000 in today's money.
Check.
All of these things. Just making sure we're all on the same page here.
I never forget, I had that prostitute move in with me at one point. But that was later.
You allowed a prostitute to live in your house.
For a month. The worst month of my life.
Who saw that coming, Kimmy? Who saw?
Who could? Who?
And I thought I was being a good guy.
No, you didn't.
No, she was on a street.
I was, what are you, like St. Thomas?
Oh, I like that.
There's already like five of them. You can't be saint.
The patron saint of prostitutes.
Yeah, that would actually, there already is a patron saint of prostitutes.
There is?
There's a patron saint for
that's
everything.
A lucky ass saint, man. He gets that kind of action?
No, it's not what you think it is.
Oh.
Could you Google and make sure there's a patron saint of prostitutes? I'm almost positive.
Oh.
There can't be.
Well, no.
No, I'm telling
there's
you,
prostitutes
there is.
In the Bible.
Yes. I think actually.
Wasn't Mary, what was
Mary
Jesus?
Magdalene was, there's.
Went to wash Jesus' feet.
Speculation that she may have
I thought she was hooking.
Well, again, like, you know. 2,000-year-old book.
I know.
Sometimes things, you know, you play telephone with your buddy, three guys down, and it's a little thrown off. You know, going back to the story, what sucks hardest about stories like this, when someone you are close with, a friend, a family member, right, is that person that keeps making bad decisions. You are going to get judged by people based on how you react to their decisions, no matter what you do. Because if you stand by this person that keeps making insane mistakes over and over again, people are going to look at you as a sucker.
Yeah.
They're going to call you an enabler. They're going to shake their heads, ask why you do this.
The other problem is, too, with these people, like, let's say you keep them in your circle in the family, it's when they start bringing their bad decisions around the house.
Yeah.
That's when it gets sketchy, and that's when you may have to cut them loose.
But you never do.
Sometimes you have to.
Well, but here's the problem. On the other side, if you say, fine, I'm drawing a line in the sand like you are and saying no more, there are folks that will say you're abandoning that person.
I know.
They'll question your loyalty if you are a friend or a family member. They may wonder what it would take for you to abandon them.
I know.
So you can on the other side. Kimmy, what do we got for patrons?
Okay, so there are two.
Okay.
One of them is going to ruin some things for you. So the first one is the patron saint of prostitutes is Saint Vitalis of Gaza.
Okay.
He's also considered the patron saint of day laborers. Another figure sometimes associated with prostitution is St. Nicholas, who's also the basis for Santa Claus.
Really?
He was known for his generosity and gift giving, which led to his association with various groups, including prostitutes.
There you go.
Damn, backdoor Santa.
No, that's not what it says at all.
Come around late at night. Backdoor Santa.
How can information get thrown around literally a second after she says, all right, let's take a break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.